I love to go to the gym, and just the idea of lifting weights and so on does help relieve some of the tension that that I'm currently feeling. I mean, we're all shook up, and understand that as an educator, I feel particularly vulnerable because I need to deal with the emotions of young people in its everyday life. And what this, I think what our president needs to do is get people calmed down a little bit. This elevated terror alert, and in the midst of all of that, I don't know if he is doing the job when there are cracks in the security net.
All right. Well, you were at Disneyland last week. We're with Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher, football coach, longtime high school administrator. You were at Disneyland last week with your kids?
Yeah. It was. I was with my current wife, Melanie, and my two kids, my son and my daughter.
And this was right after the London attacks?
Yeah. I was with my present wife, my teenagers, and my wife, like a lot of women, says, I want to go on It's a Small World. If you're familiar with this ride, it's a ride that it takes you through.
It's like little animated figures from representing.
You go on a boat, and it takes you through a waterway that shows you different people from different parts of the world. And I don't know what it is about women, but they love that ride, and that's as far as it goes. But when we have had these recent terror attacks in London, and we don't know where they'll strike next, there is a very high level of anxiety in the populace.
All right, so you guys were in the middle of It's a Small World on Saturday night.
We were on it. The ride traverses a course of animated figures, as I mentioned to you, Phil, mechanically animated figures. And we're all familiar with that song, you know.
Yeah, that's the one that drives everybody nuts, right?
Yeah. Well, it does, and that's fine. I think about a minute into the ride, you are traversing an area that's a representation of Eastern European figures, and then a representation of Latin countries. And now the music sort of crescendos, at which point, and I don't know whether Disney has done this on purpose, whether they think it's funny, I don't know. But the ride comes around a bend. It's a blind turn, a blind curve, so you cannot see what is around the bend. And once you do get around the bend, you suddenly see the mechanical figures. You know, there's one on a flying carpet. There are camels. And you know that you're looking at Arabs. And it's very jarring. In light of what happened last week in the London bombings, you know, it is just not representative. It's extremely jarring, a little bit insulting. And
all right, you have, so you find the Arab mechanical figures on It's a Small World jarring and upsetting for a couple of reasons, that they're there.
Well, I want them to do one of two things. We need to call a spade a spade. If Disney wants to keep that ride in operation, I think out of respect to the many millions of men and women who are trying to combat terrorism, and out of respect to the number of people who have died, they have to respect it and represent it properly.
Well, what are you asking them to put figures of terrorists in?
I don't know. I didn't necessarily mean terrorists, but I certainly don't believe that misrepresenting the lifestyle over there. I don't want my kids to think that if they travel that part of the world, that they're going to encounter magic carpets and, you know, Alibaba and all of this nonsense.
How old are your kids?
My son is 15. My daughter's 14.
Okay.
But the most important thing, Phil, is it is very jarring to be coming around a blind turn that Disney has put there on purpose, because I guess they think they're engineers, or the people they call Imagineers, they think it's funny to watch the expressions on people's faces as they go around the turn on this It's a Small World, and suddenly you've got this Arab situation. And, you know, camels and all of this. And to misrepresent that part of the world at a time when we need clear thinking, clear-headedness, boy, I tell you, it takes a pair.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Vernon Dozier, who's a high school educator. Now, Disneyland and Disney World, and again, our number, 1-800-449-8686. Disneyland and Disney World both have this It's a Small World ride. It's been in existence for a long time.
I understand that, Phil. But, you know, let me tell you this. They can either take the exhibit down or change it. A number of years ago, the National Organization of Women petitioned, they sued it was felt by the National Organization of Women and many of these women's liberation organizations that that was a negative stereotype. It was a negative image of a woman possibly being chased by a rapist. It was removed because it was deemed insensitive to women and rape victims. And now, I don't know whether I would agree with that or not, but I will tell you this much. Boy, I tell you, I think Disney needs to get their priorities straight, because if they're going to take that down, a pirate chasing a woman around a well, which you don't know what he wants to do. Maybe he wants to give her a kiss. You don't know what he wants to do. Then I'll tell you right now, I think they need to show some sensitivity to the victims of the London bombing and get that, get the Arab portion of It's a Small World taken down.
Do you think it's as jarring to other people, though?
I
don't know whether your experience is unique. When you say that you went around a blind turn and you see this Arab, you knew that was coming. Have you been on the ride before?
I've been on the ride before, Phil, but I've never looked. You go on the It's a Small World because your wife or your girlfriend drags you along and says, come on, I want to go on this ride. It's cute. You know, you do it for them. I've never paid attention to it. You know, when you go on a ride like that, that is basically very irritating for men to be on. You kind of shut everything down and you pray. You know, you just sort of say a little, kind of a fun Our Father that you get through the whole thing without. I sometimes think I want to jump out of the boat and just swim to the exit. You know,
It's redundant, is what it is.
Oh, it's very redundant.
You know, well, the whole thing. It's a small world. It's a small. It just keeps going on. But when you say you come around this blind turn and you see...
What we're talking about is sensitivity to our troops, sensitivity to the victims of these terror attacks, and sensitivity certainly to the families, the 9/11 families. And when you come around a blind turn that, in my opinion, the Disney engineers put there on purpose, maybe they think it's...
Are you honestly saying that Disney wants to spring that Arab scene on people to freak them out, or... Disney is an organization. I know they've had their problems. They've been criticized, but for God's sake, they're in the business of entertainment.
Well, look at Phil. I don't need to tell you the recent headlines regarding Disney. Last I checked, someone died at their park. Now, I don't know whether I've got this wrong or not, but it seems to me when you go to an amusement park, you're supposed to live to see the end of the day. Far from going to an amusement park to die, you go there to have fun. You go there to relieve the tension of the day. Now, if you think relieving the tension of the day is to go ahead and just get thrown off a ride 500 feet in the air, well, I suppose death is one way of relieving the tension.
Well, the Disney is not intending to kill anybody.
No, they're not. But they've got a lot to answer for.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The Arab scene in It's a Small World at Disneyland and Disney World, in light of the recent terror attacks, should that be removed out of sensitivity to terror victims? Nora, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Well, Mr. Dozer, I caught a little bit and was listening to your comments, and I'm so surprised that an educator would say a comment, and pardon me, I don't mean to be offensive, but as ignorant as to say that they think it's funny. When this ride has been in existence,
yes,
far before any of this conflict came to light.
Absolutely.
And to say something like that,
and
I get into a car every day, and I think millions of people are killed in a car accident every day,
but does
that mean that we should remove cars from the road?
There's a big difference. The terror attacks are on purpose. It is murder. Automobile accidents are the unfortunate result of people just behaving irresponsibly. I want to finish my comment. When terror victims are murdered in cold blood, and Disney continues to think it's fun to have an Arab scene and that loud music, okay? Now, they can do one of two things. They can change that scene so that it does not represent the young people flying carpets and camels.
Well, what do you want them to have?
There are camels in Arab nations. What do you want them to do about that?
Guess what else there are? There are guys with backpacks. And I think you know what I'm talking about.
And, sir, my father
you know
is a 32-year Air Force veteran and served three tours in Vietnam, so I can completely appreciate that.
Okay.
But to say that this representation of the Arab nation, and for you to reinforce stereotypes, concerned representing all of Arabs of the entire world.
Well, ma'am, the scene at It's a Small World doesn't represent Arabs either.
And it doesn't represent terrorists either.
Well, excuse me. When's the last time you saw somebody on a magic carpet? Jesus, I mean, come on.
If your 14-year-old thinks that a magic carpet exists, then you need to teach some stuff at home.
I'm saying that Disney has an obligation. If they want to show the Arab world, and you can put Alibaba on a magic carpet until the cows come home, but by God, you better strap a backpack on him too.
Well, then we should get rid of all the cartoons
and everything
that represents something that doesn't actually exist.
That's a good point. I mean, where do we go?
I'm saying in the short term, out of sensitivity to terror victims, Disney should dismantle that aspect of It's a Small World the same way they dismantled the pirate chasing that woman around a well because he wanted to squeeze her butt. Big deal. But now thought it was a rape scene. Okay, fine. You take that down. Then I want a little sensitivity on account I'm afraid of some things.
All right. Nora, thank you.
No problem.
Call 1-800-449-8686. In light of the terror attacks, recent terror attacks, is it time for Disney World and Disneyland to dismantle the Arab section of It's a Small World, where you round a bend? According to Mr. Dozier, I haven't been on It's a Small World in so long, but he says that you round a blind turn and suddenly the whole Arab scene is just sprung on you. And it is jarring. It is shocking. In light of the recent terror attacks, it is an uncomfortable feeling to see it. And it also doesn't represent accurately that part of the world, flying carpets and camels. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if it's a small world or not.
All right. The song that I'm referring to, I think we all know the song to some degree. That's all very Middle Eastern. And Disney does it on purpose.
All right, we're talking about It's a Small World. Should they take down the Arab part of It's a Small World that has magic carpets and so on? 1-800-449-8686. Angel, go ahead.
Yes, sir. How you doing, man? It's Angel. I just been listening to your comments. I got a question before I proceed with my opinion.
Yes, sir.
What is your impression of when you see this ride, when you see this particular scene, what is your impression of the Arab people?
Well, I think that the Disney representation is...
I'm asking your impression. What is your impression?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked. More than anything else, it shocks me.
So is it fair to say that you believe that all people there are evil?
I have to assume that there's no magic. You know, here's what I think, Angel, if you'll just give me just 2 seconds here. I think it's a cheap way of trying to camouflage the fact that they're, you know, that you see Alibaba on a flying carpet. That's a cheap way of trying to camouflage that somewhere behind Alibaba, maybe in one of those huts, somebody's shoving something into a backpack. See what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something real quick. I'm a current U.S. service member. I just got back about a couple of months from Iraq.
Yes, sir.
I've been in Afghanistan and I've been in Iraq.
God bless you for that, too.
And I let me tell you something real quick. As far as the Disney ride, that's been in there for ages. As far as I was a little kid, I was able to see that, and that's something for the little kids, and it's not to project that there's people flying on carpets or anything else.
Well, yeah.
That just to give, you know, that's just a fairy tale, the stories and stuff like that. But the fact that you're referring to the Arab people and the people that live over there, the majority of them, because of what you see on the news or what you hear or what you see is happening, is completely false. I mean, and I tell you because I faced it and I've seen it.
Now, Angel, what are you saying? Angel, this is Phil. You're saying that the Iraqi people that you encountered were good people, decent people, family people, this kind of thing?
Correct. Those people have nothing. Those people have nothing compared to what we have here. And you can see they open their arms and they'll give you what they don't have or what little they have.
Well, I just think, don't you think it would be prudent of us to just take the ride down?
The insurgency is there and the people are there, but... And this is my opinion. This is not the opinion of the U.S. service or branches of the U.S. service or anything. It's my view of it and what my comrades and people working with me saw. And yes, we faced the insurgency there, and we saw the bad people, we saw the evil, but at a small percentage of the overall sight of the whole population, which would be people.
Let me ask you something. Don't you think it'd be better if Disney just took the ride down so that when I come around the corner, I'm just talking about me, Angel. You're a soldier and you're a brave man, and I my hat's off to you. But me, I'm a school teacher, and I come around the corner, and all of a sudden Disney thinks it's funny to throw flying carpets and camels at me. And, brother, let me tell you what. You know,
then
I don't think it's funny at all.
Don't write it in. Don't write it.
When you got
like
a woman,
if you
got a woman in your life, don't you? You got a wife, you got a girlfriend. What's the first thing they say when you go to Disney World? Oh, I want to go on. It's a Small World. And you beg and you plead, and you could be reduced to tears. Don't put me on that ride. They want to go on that GD thing. And man, I'll tell you what,
Angel. Hey, thank you for your call, and thanks for your service to the country. 1-800-449-8686. That's Angel. He's in the National Guard.
That's kind of rare, isn't it?
What do you mean?
He sounded like a very brave man. Aren't they? Most of the National Guard are. They're not known for their courage, are they?
Well, I don't want to comment on that.
Well, I've just read some things.
All right, I don't want to comment on that. Now, he sounded like a very good soldier. Here is Mary on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, hi.
I lived in Orlando for many years and went to the Small World and listened to the song. The idea of the whole thing over there is to be able to show for children. Children do not have the prejudices that we, unfortunately, as adults get. Children are innocent. Children are loving and kind to each other. They don't care what somebody looks like. They don't care what kind of clothes they wear. They
right.
don't care what language they speak. They just know that those are kids, and kids are innocent. Disney is for entertainment purposes only. It has nothing to do with what's going on out there with the bad things that people do.
Right.
I mean, it has people in Eskimo costumes. When was the last time you went to Alaska?
Well,
and
if you go to the
wearing...
well, ma'am, I'm an educator. If you go to the Inuit colonies in Alaska, you do see those Eskimo costumes. As a matter of fact, they do wear their fur-lined costumes.
At times.
But let me
yes.
say this. Let me say this. Yes, children are innocent, and I am an educator, and children are. However, you know, just 2 days ago, a kid. 5 years old, picked up his baby brother who was 18 months old and threw him out of a seventh floor window. So that's, you know, I'm going to have to call all bets are off on that.
Well, what are you saying, man? That's some poor, twisted kid.
So what happens is you come around the turn. It's a world of love and a world of, oh, really? Well, what am I looking at now? And you've got Alibaba sitting on a carpet. And
well, I mean, there is an awful lot to what you're saying that sounds, forgive me, not racist necessarily, because race is race and nationality is nationality. Very xenophobic, very bigoted.
It is not. Mr. I'm an educator. I teach all kinds of children.
All right, but to say, look at that. There's a guy on a flying carpet and camels. Terrorism.
I think the world has had enough experience over the last 4 years that when you see some guy. And that whole the song, if you're familiar with it, goes na 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 na. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
That music alone represents to me a level of fear, and so it's very jarring.
All right, let me go back to our phone calls. 1-800-449-8686. Corey, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Phil.
Yes, sir.
And you know. The gentleman on the phone, on the other line, I respect his feelings and everything, but this is the problem I have as an educator, as a teacher. Now, tomorrow you wake up, and all of a sudden there's some Christianity guy on TV who makes you upset, and then you want to start pulling Christianity out of schools and
I'm not talking about taking it out of school.
Wait a minute. But
I wasn't talking about that at all.
Please let me speak.
I'm just talking about
please
taking it out of Disneyland.
For 1 second.
Take it out of Disneyland, that's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, that's my whole point. Every time a person gets something in their mind, they start stripping and stripping. That's been there before this war. You know, and as an educator, you should know, you should teach your children differently. Just like Mary said, there's no bigotry and no prejudice in these children's mind until you start putting it in their mind with your thoughts, what you're telling us now. I think it's sad, and I respect you because that's how you feel, but I think it's completely wrong. If we keep on like this, and Lord knows I want to live nowhere else besides the United States of Great America. But it's going to go farther and farther until we become communists somehow. Because every time someone gets this thought in their mind.
Wait a minute.
But
you're going
I'm listening to you.
You're
listen
getting goofy
me
on me
second.
Here. But you're getting goofy.
Let me finish.
All right, let the man
time
finish.
He's going goofy on me.
No, he's...
Hey, Phil.
I hear you, Corey.
Phil,
go ahead.
Every time a person gets a thought in their mind, they want to strip. They want to take. They want to strip. They want to take. Because it makes them feel bad. You're an educator.
Language. Watch the language.
I'm sorry. I'm just frustrated. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm just
because every
when
time
I go around the corner and I see Alibaba.
And I respect that. But you're an educator. You should know better. Teach your children better. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Can I ask you a question? I ask you a question? In the news 2 days ago, a little 5-year-old boy threw his brother out a window. You going to turn your back on that kid? No.
No, I'm not going to turn my back on that kid.
That kid,
like the kid that, no, but just like the look, just like the thing you said earlier about the guy falling off the Disney ride. You know what? Disney didn't build that ride to throw a man off the doggone roller coaster, whatever it was. It was an accident.
Yes.
And if you read those things, and if you know better, myself, I don't ride roller coasters because I don't trust them. But that's my feelings about it.
I think you're smart. I think you're very smart. I wouldn't get on a roller coaster.
And I think you're smart, too. I just think there's something.
I wouldn't get on a roller coaster at Disney for love or money. I wouldn't get on one of their roller coasters, not after they
built. Well, it's not just Disney.
Well,
it's Magic Mountain, all of them. But my thing is this, though, Guess. My thing is this.
Right.
When I understand your feelings, and I respect you. I really do from the point I hear. But if everybody keeps doing what you're doing, this is why we're getting rid of all this stuff in the great America, the land of the free.
Well, here's the thing. I'm there. And look, all I'm saying is when the NOW, the National, they didn't want that pirate chasing that fat broad around. You remember the...
But what's the broad talk if you're a teacher?
What makes
you
different from those people?
The pirate chases that fat woman. And then
I understand
they
that.
You took it out of the ride. Now, I'm saying I come around the turn. I come around the turn. And I was, 2 years ago, okay, I had double bypass surgery. Thank you very much. Now, Disney, what are they trying to do? They want to put me in the ground again? I come around the turn.
Disney's not trying to give you a heart attack.
It's a fantasy.
Yeah,
it's a fairy tale.
Well, in light of the London
bombings.
You
teach your children. You parent your child.
I want to ask a question here.
It's a fantasy. It's a fairy tale.
Would you feel better?
Before the war.
Look, you go around the corner after all of that nice the little Polack kids are dancing, everything's great. Now you come around the corner, and here are these sand jockeys, and they're dancing around, and you suddenly realize, one double-decker
bus. That makes all those guys evil. I hate that ride. But you know what? I wouldn't take that out because
that's
a part of the world.
But
it's a fantasy.
Yeah, I think it's insulting. It's a small world after all, and all I can see is a double-decker bus missing level 2. And
I don't want to talk about this. What I want to get to is this. Corey, hold on.
Dozier.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Mr. Dozier, you want either that aspect of the ride taken out or you want it dressed up so that represents it accurately. You said that you want Alibaba on the carpet and in a shack just behind him, two guys loading backpacks.
If they want to if they want to play, I know how to play. You want to play, go all the way. That's my philosophy. You want to go? You want to have the Arab scene? Okay, good. Good for you.
Hey, all right.
You can have the Arab scene, but brother, you better take it all the way. That's my philosophy of life. And
Corey, are you there? I'm sorry. That's okay. Your philosophy of life is that they represent some aspect of a negative, a horrifying aspect of that culture, and that is not what they do with the rest of the parts of that ride. 1-800-449-8686. Vicki, go ahead.
The longer I'm listening to this guy, the more upset I'm getting.
I'm very upset.
That ride has been there forever. I remember going on that ride, going around corners and seeing different displays all throughout the ride. It's not set up to be a frightening experience because of Alibaba on his carpet ride.
When you were on it, though, they hadn't just blown the lid off a double-decker bus.
Sir,
they hadn't just blown...
Again, this isn't every Arab. You cannot categorize people. We have people in the United States that make mistakes, that have hurt people, that have done a lot of wrong things. Every country has this, but you can't categorize an entire nation by the acts of some bad people.
No, you're right. However, in light of the sensitivity to the victims of terror and the...
Oh, come on, man. I mean, look.
Yeah.
Insensitive
seriously,
to the victims of terror...
Don't preempt me. I'm trying to say, at least represent it as it is. And
sir, this is a ride for a little kids. If you have such a problem with it, don't go on the ride.
Ma'am, if it's a ride for little kids, let me just add this. You know, I'm half kidding, but I want to add, if it's a ride for little kids, how come every wife and girlfriend drags a man onto it and puts him through 4 minutes of hell?
I enjoy it, too. And if I was to go on that ride tomorrow and I was to see that, believe me, I am not going to think that way. And the people like you who just keep throwing that you're an educator.
I'm a teacher. I'm trying to teach my kids how to see life as it is, not some.
Well, I'll tell you, I wouldn't want my kids in your class,
well,
buddy,
ma'am,
because you've got a one-way thought.
Ma'am, no, I believe in reality. I don't know about you. I believe in reality, okay? I'm not into...
But Disneyland is not reality, man. Disneyland is fantasy land. It's freaking Cinderella, dude. It's Donald Duck, you know?
Right.
That's not reality.
I've got problems with a lot of aspects of Disneyland. I also happen to like a lot of aspects of Disneyland. But I will tell you this. You stick me on It's a Small World, and you want to have Alibaba? Good. You want to have camels? Fine. Somewhere on that display, there better be somebody loading a backpack.
Oh, come on, man, with little
kids?
That's
what you want. You want to show a 3- and 4-year-old that and
somebody
tell them
up
that
a backpack, yeah.
Oh.
That's the real world.
All right, Vicky, thank you. 1-800.
It's the real small world, huh? What do you think of that? It's a small world, after all. It's a small world. It's the real small world, okay? So there's Alibaba flying on that carpet, and guess what? He's shoving something into a backpack and putting it on backwards.
All right, 1-800. I don't know. I don't agree, and I don't think that it's... certainly anything for a child. Should Disney get rid of the whole Arab scene in It's a Small World in light of the terror attacks out of sensitivity to the terror victims? 1-800-449-8686. It's a Small World ride at Disneyland. And the fact that there's an Arab scene, along with so many other scenes, there's one about America.
Well, there's scenes representing all parts of the world, Phil. But, you know, there's only one part of the world that I know of right now. That is rolling bombs onto buses and into subway stations. And unfortunately, and I say that with the greatest of respect to those people, I think they're people to be respected, but I also don't respect them blowing me up or someone that I know. So while I respect them, I resent what they're doing. And
well, you're saying the It's a Small World ride with the Arab scene, should eliminate that or change it to more accurately represent that part of the world?
I believe so. Now, the other selection, if you listen to this...
it's got nothing to do...
No, but I'm telling you, culturally, this is what you hear on It's a Small World.
No, you don't. All you hear on It's a Small World is, It's a Small World...
No, the only part of the ride that they will put ethnic... This is the point I'm trying to make. It's a Small World plays that song, until they get to the Arab scene. And then... so it's always, it's a small world after all, it's a small world. They go through all the Polacks and all of the gypsies, and then you go around the turn, and here comes the flying carpet, and all of a sudden it ain't a small world. It's an Arab's world. See, that's what I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show. With Vernon Dozier, 1-800-449-8686, the It's a Small World ride at Disney World, Disneyland, the Arab scene, should they temporarily dismantle that? Is it insensitive to terror victims? Here is David. Go ahead, David.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, while I was on hold, Mr. Dozier used some facts in order to really drive home a point with about three callers ago, I believe her name was Mary, when she said that she rode the ride and had absolutely no problems with it. He made the point that it was 20 years ago when she rode that ride, and before any of this terrorism and so forth, and he really made that point.
Yes.
Correct?
That's what I said, yes.
Okay, yet out of the other side of your mouth, you claim that Disney designed the ride specifically to shock people and to show disrespect towards victims of terrorism.
Well, here's why.
No intellectual integrity.
Excuse me, David, I just want to tell you why I said that. Throughout the entire ride, you're hearing It's a Small World after all, and then when you come around the blind turn, why would they do that, David?
Okay, here's another question.
I'll tell you why. Because they want to scare you until they want to scare seven shades of you-know-what right straight out of you.
Well, I heard the same music whenever I see the cartoons of the region and so forth from 30 years ago,
yes.
et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you have the Arab crawling through the sand, yeah.